Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Tell me, what is the Meridian Historical Village?
Well, the Meridian Historical Village is a collection of 9 buildings that have all been rescued from the area. We've moved all the buildings to Central Park in Okemos, and we've restored them and we maintain them, and it is a beautiful little village overlooking a little lake. And we are hidden back there, but once you get back in there, you would think you're back in the 19th century.
Now, that's behind the Meridian Township buildings, which is located on Marsh Road, right next to the Meridian Mall.
Yes, Marsh and Central Park. We're hidden behind the Farmers Market area there and Nokomis Learning Center.
All right. Now, I've taken my kids there, but for folks who haven't been there, tell us about some of the buildings and what's in them.
Okay. Well, we have an 1860s farmhouse, along with a barn and a corn crib, and, of course, the all-important outhouse. We have the one of only 2 tollgate houses left in the state of Michigan. We have a one-room schoolhouse. We have an inn and tavern, a general store, and a log cabin. And now we have our new little village chapel, which has housed a number of weddings.
And I know that you're very proud of that. You've got a special event coming up, and tell us about it.
Oh, yes. Saturday is going to be our Meridian Heritage Festival. And this is our biggest event of the year because we partner with Nokomis Learning Center, which has Native activities, and also the Township Parks and Recreation Department. So it is a 3-partner effort, and so it allows us to put on an awful lot of activities and learning experiences in all of the buildings. We're going to have a lot of fun activities this year. For the first time, we're going to have a vintage baseball game starting at 1 o'clock. That will be held on the soccer fields right behind Farmers Pavilion. And they play actually by the 1860s rules. So you've got the old wooden bats. They don't have any gloves. They catch those balls with the bare hands, and it's just a lot of fun. They all have nicknames, so that's going to be a real fun part of it this year. We also have a little barn raising that'll just be perfect for the kids. It's a 1/4 size barn, and the children will be able to help put it up, just like they would have helped raise a barn 100 years ago. Then they can climb on it and learn about what it took to raise a barn. We have a wonderful Civil War display in our village chapel that really focuses on a local love story. And 2 people who lived in VBA Township corresponded throughout the war, and their great-granddaughter has put up a display with copies of all the letters. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We've got games for the children. We've got croquet and horseshoes. There's going to be fishing at the little lake. And once again, we have our Sisters of the Union reenactment group coming back, and they actually live in the log cabin all weekend. They come up on Friday night, and they stay through Sunday, and they live as a Civil War female would have lived 160 years ago.
Now, I know that this weekend's kind of a big weekend because there is a Michigan State football game against Central on Saturday, but the events here go from 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock, so folks have a lot of time to get in there and visit you.
Yes, they do. Yes.
And beyond that, what I like about the program is there's going to be lots of good food also available.
Yes, there will be. We will have a heritage tasting tent, actually. So people will be able to come in and sample different items that are going to be included in a cookbook that we're going to have ready next year. The Nokomis Learning Center will also have native foods available. And the Hazlitt Kiwanis will be there, and they'll be grilling up some good food also. Of course, you always have to have a hot dog or some Cracker Jacks to watch a vintage baseball game.
All right, the Meridian Township Heritage Festival is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 o'clock. Now, parking's going to be tough, so folks can park across the street at the Meridian Mall. They've got designated parking areas that can help you get to and fro. You're encouraged to bike in. For people who want more information about this, and this is going to be held just behind the Meridian Township offices on Marsh Road, right across from the Meridian Mall, where do people go for more info?
They can go to meridianhistoricalvillage.org, or they can call 517-347-7300.
And, Jane, you need people to come out and support this. Funding is tough for anything and for all the cool historical stuff, so people can know all about Meridian Township in Michigan. They need to get out and support this, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much, Jane.
Well, thank you.